It is customary in the world's religions to describe Earth as our mother and the sky as our father. However, the very point of the perinatal experience is that we leave our mothers. We do it first at birth, and then again when we set out into the world by ourselves. As painful as those leave-takings are, they are essential for the continuance of our human species. We are set irrevocably, I believe, on a path that will take us to the stars. Perhaps our descendants, in those remote times, will look back on us, on the long and wandering journey the human race will have taken, and recollect our personal and collective histories, our romance with science and religion, with clarity and understanding and love. I have already spoken about the ways in which various successful business figures incorporate different practices into their daily routines, things like meditation, exercise, reading, and gratitude. But did you notice that most of them opt to carry out these rituals as part of their morning routine? The logic behind it is simple. When you take control of the morning, you take control of the day. You will also find that most successful individuals are early risers. Waking early enables them to make a productive head start on the day. As a result, they feel more in control and organized. If everyone adopted this approach, we would move mountains. It sounds like common sense, but for most people, morning time is nothing more than a mad rush. Your morning routine should ideally include some exercise, meditation, and entries in your gratitude list. Maybe you can only fit in 10 minutes of exercise, 5 minutes of meditation, and a few lines in the gratitude journal. If that's all you can do, then that's all you can do. It does make a difference.